This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Stefan Schambach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And Stefan is actually called by many the father of e-commerce, and I know you don't like that name. But before we talk about something fascinating, which is going to reinvent all of retail called New Store, walk me through what some of your history is in invention.
Okay. I grew up in East Germany. And started a company when the wall came down because I didn't have any money. And sold that company, started another one that eventually we played a lot with internet technology. And, you know, one day I felt internet could be applied commercially. We built a prototype, got funding, and that became a big public company called Intershop, providing software, e-commerce software to big retailers.
And then?
And then we figured out that retailers have the hardest time managing these e-commerce systems in-house, and thought that it might be possible to put this in what's called the cloud today. So in 2004, I started a new company called Demandware that for the first time put a complete e-commerce system in the cloud as a service. And you know, Demandware was fairly successful. Today runs you know, thousands of e-commerce websites. Almost all of the fashion brands, for example, run on Demandware, and the company was you know, recently acquired by Salesforce. It's now called Salesforce Commerce Cloud.
I think for $2.8 billion.
Right? That's correct.
So how did you come up with the idea of knowing that e-commerce could be in the cloud and that it would work?
In around 2003, 2004, Linux, the free operating system, was just maturing enough to be sort of a stable environment for services. Also, there were the first so-called blade computers that didn't need a complete enclosure for a single computer, where you had many small compute blades fitting into a 19-inch rack, basically, so you could put hundreds of computers in you know, a box the size of a phone booth. And that combination was the foundation for providing a mission-critical application from the cloud. At the time, they weren't completely commercial viable, but it was clear to me that it would be. There was a company, Salesforce, at the time that was the only provider of a cloud service of something, CRM. But, you know, if your Salesforce customer database doesn't work for half an hour, it's not a big deal. If the e-commerce site doesn't work for half an hour, it's a big problem. It's not just revenue, it's also damage to the brand. So we were the first to really put a mission-critical application, an e-commerce site dealing with millions of consumers, in the cloud. It was very difficult technically at the beginning, and at the very beginning, only small retailers entrusted us. You know, we had to basically go from you know, relatively small retailers to the next size, to the next size, to the next size, but eventually even the largest now rely on the cloud technology for delivering e-commerce experiences.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of our world with Stefan. I can't, it's Stefan. Stefan Schambach. And he is called by many the father of e-commerce. And now we're going to talk about something that's really fascinating called New Store. And this, I just saw a video on it, and in full disclosure, we're here at the Javits Convention Center, where your company was speaking about this. And this is something I've never seen in retail, and completely reinvents the concept of retail and mobility. Talk about the concept of new store.
Yes. So with the advent of mobile technology, Amazon getting more and more into all sorts of categories, retailers and brands have a challenge. You know, one, their e-commerce websites don't convert visitors into purchases as good as they used to, because more and more people shop from small screens, from smartphones. And on a smartphone, if you have to type in your billing address, your shipping address, and your credit card information, you have to fill out, you know, 20-plus form fields in a very small screen. Whereas Amazon has one login, and you know, once you're an Amazon customer, you can basically shop with just one click. So there's a built-in disadvantage.
Okay, so the first thing is that it's one click, correct?
Yes.
Like Amazon has. Now, Amazon also will, your shopping, they could interfere with the shopping and take your shopping from you, right? They could just have something come up, say, oh, we could get this for $10 less.
That's true, but I mean, mostly retailers who have had a lot of growth with the e-commerce sites, they're finding that with mobile, this growth is just not there anymore if they don't deploy mobile technology on their own, something that makes it easier to shop on a smartphone. So something that doesn't require form filling, for example. At the same time, they have all these retail locations, and they are not really well integrated with their e-commerce website. As a consumer, I would expect that if I buy something online, I can return it in the store, and they know how to handle that. Or I can, I can buy something using a mobile app, and they can rush deliver it to me from a store faster than Amazon Prime can do. And the NewStore mobile retail platform provides capabilities that make it, that allow retailers and brands to provide a much better shopping experience, a mobile-first shopping experience to their consumers.
So you've given two main steps now. One is to make it one step. Two is to have the integration. Are there any other steps that we have people who are running retail operations here that they should be aware of? Or any other steps that are critical to what you're doing with NewStore?
Yes. Retailers have invested a tremendous amount in their store staff. Store associates are very knowledgeable about the products. They can be great consultants to the customers, but they are limited to the store. With the NewStore retail platform, they can suddenly extend that capability to consumers who have the app installed. They can chat, for example, with there's a chat capability between a consumer and the store associate who has just helped them 2 hours ago to purchase, say, a pair of trousers. They can now, send an offer for a belt that is shoppable with one click. So it creates a very different brand experience where the human element, the human touch that Amazon can't and won't provide is available not just in the store but also on your smartphone.
So to a CEO of a retail organization, is Amazon a threat or a model?
It's clearly a threat. It is not a model for retailers to compete on the same business model as Amazon.
It's their business. That's what it's doing.
Yes, I mean, for retailers to do that, they can only lose. Okay,
yep.
So they have to use their strengths, their retail locations, the investment in the knowledgeable staff and the store associates, and enable that in a different way, and turn this into a personalized experience that provides what consumers really want. They want immediacy.
Mm-hmm.
They want convenience. Immediacy meaning they may want to have something rush delivered in 30 minutes, better than Amazon Prime. They want convenience meaning they don't want to fill out forms. If they're in a store and something is to be shipped from another store, they don't want to write their address on a piece of paper or wait for a store associate to go through several screens of a legacy system. They just want to be taken care of really quickly and seamlessly, and that can be done with mobile technology.
It's fascinating. And could you walk through, there's this video that you showed me that was phenomenal, all of the steps that are happening. After we take a commercial break, I'm going to want you to walk through those steps. But for now, just when CEOs are thinking this, what are some of the big trends in e-commerce that all CEOs should be aware of?
All CEOs should be aware of that e-commerce, mobile shopping, is going to be a smartphone-only business in 2 or 3 years from here. There's no more ordering from a web browser on a desktop or notebook.
Really? That's going to completely go away?
It's going to go away. It, like email, it will stay for a while, but it's not going to be the driver for growth.
So everything's going to be on the phone. Talk about what the future will really be like in shopping.
Mostly, choice is going to increase, of course. It is going to be much easier. The shopping cart will go away, largely. Imagine, if you have a one-click shop, you see a product on your screen that you like, and all you need to do is hit the buy button. Why do you need a shopping cart?
Yeah. So if someone wants to find out about New Store, where do they go on their mobile to find out about New Store?
Well, right now, they probably want to go to our webpage. It's also possible from a mobile device, of course, at newstore.com. And there's a video that explains much better than I can do in words how the future of shopping is going to look like.
I have to tell you, this video is worth doing. I was blown away. It's 3 minutes. It shows the whole future of shopping. So we're going to come back in a few minutes, and then we're going to actually walk through the whole shopping experience and how that...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are speaking with Stefan Schambach. Many call him the father of e-commerce, but just walk through from new store the whole shopping experience and what that will be like. And this was on this video I saw, but walk through the steps of what could really be happening.
Imagine she walks into a store of a fashion brand, and there's an offer that says download our app, get a gift with purchase. So she's downloading the app by typing in her phone number. She gets a link texted to her phone. Very convenient. All she has to do is click the link. App's being installed. She can take advantage of that offer. Now she buys something. With the app on the phone, she can get text notifications, push notifications with offers from the brand, and she has a two-way relationship with the store associate who has helped her. So she could go back to the store associate via chat in the app and say, I got that great pair of shoes. Can you recommend a handbag that goes with it? That would be possible without for her to having to go to a website or dig out the phone number of that store and trying to find her. So it becomes instantly a personal relationship with between the store associate and the shopper.
So I want to ask: will brands have new store brand or their own brand? Are you like
they have their own brand?
Solution?
This is a white label solution, and the brands will basically through new store become mobile enabled and have their own apps. They have an app for iOS, they have an app for Android, and one for mobile web, and they can be customized and basically make. It can be branded with that particular brand's design.
So to anyone owning a retail store, going to them, is there still an advantage to have retail stores, or is this changing? What's your take on this? And real estate people are always talking about this.
The fact that foot traffic is declining is undeniable. I mean, that just happens. And I think we will have less retail, but more and more brands go consumer direct and also open retail. So it's going to change. I think you have fewer malls. You have more sort of vertically integrated consumer direct brands who open some stores, but not as many as you were used to in traditional retail. But those stores, they have a some slightly different function. They are brand ambassadors in a way. They're like real flagship stores. They're strategically placed to also be delivery locations for cities for rush delivery, because today it's possible with the new store solution to provide consumers with the goods in 30 minutes in Manhattan, for example,
by shipping it from
a store. So that model will become much more commonplace.
So, Stefan, there really are advantages to the store, and the future of our landscape will be a lot of retail stores, but it's like your second point, there will be a true integration with the mobile, and that's what you're going to be able to do with New Store.
Absolutely, and the mobile app for the brand will feel like a remote control for a brand from a consumer's perspective. You know, not only has it all the content that you can shop, but it's also directly connected to the stores that they frequent.
So when you look at this, Stefan, some retailers will win and some will lose. How do you predict which ones will be the winners in this new game of retail?
I think the winners are going to be the vertically integrated brands that own everything from branding, production, and go to market. They increasingly will start retail and digital in parallel, not having one first and then the other, but you know, literally in parallel. Whereas sort of more traditional formats like department stores, they're challenged.
And when you work with these stores, what is the process to engage their whole sales team to be involved with New Store and what you're doing? Can you help, or
yes,
does that work, or is there a disconnect?
The store associates, we found, and we did research on this, there's something that's called the Mobile Retail Report. It's accessible on our website. Store associates, by and large, are digital natives. They all have a smartphone, mostly an iPhone, on them, even if the store policy is against that. They use it already. They text their customers and so forth. So for them to get an app that makes their job easier and where they can get credit for things that they've done that concern digital and online and not just a store is a positive thing. Yeah? So store associates, by and large, love what we are doing and want to be part of it.
That's exciting. And by the way, we are speaking with Stefan Stambach. And he is, I believe you are one of only three entrepreneurs in the world who have, number one, founded a company, taken it through his IPO, and then been CEO of it. There are very few I could think of. You've done that twice, though.
Well, in the second case, I hired a CEO, but I stayed with the company, of course.
So what you obviously know a lot about riding a wave, but as you told me before, you also know how to identify the particles of water that are going to create a wave. What can CEOs look for to first identify the particles of water that will form a wave?
Well, in technology in particular, there's often only one winner. There is no second place, really.
Oh, really?
And because of that, in a particular segment, you know, only one company will be the, public and basically the winner take it all. So it's important to identify the trends early. And oftentimes, it's not just one single trend that's enough to build a wave. You need multiple trends coming together at the same time. At New Store, for example, it was a combination of much more mobile traffic on e-commerce websites that I've seen from the demand run numbers. The rumors around Apple Pay, payment is enormously important, and a payment option that is one click versus having to fill out forms is absolutely essential to the success of e-commerce on a smartphone. And last but not least, it was the advent of crowdsourced last mile delivery service that they can basically get goods from a store to a consumer in 30 minutes for a comparable cost to a next day parcel service. And the last point is extremely important because retailers, unlike Amazon, who built more than 200 distribution centers in the United States, retailers obviously can't do that. They wouldn't ever have the capital to do that. But suddenly, this crowdsourced delivery service makes it possible to deliver the same service without making this capital investment, provided it is tightly integrated and automated with their systems. And we do that. We help them to get there. So we level the playing field eventually for hundreds and thousands of retailers to compete in this environment.
Yep. So you've about 15 seconds left. What will the future of retail look like with New Store?
I think it's
15 seconds. Sorry, Ben.
I think it's much more. Mostly, it is about convenience and immediacy. So for consumers, filling up forms and the typos, all that is going to go away, and goods will arrive much quicker.
Well, a real pleasure having you. Great speaking today.
Thank you.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Robert Riso in the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Kathleen Ruddy. How are you, Kathleen?
Very well. Thank you for having me, Robert.
And Kathleen is the CEO of St. Baldrick's Foundation, which is the largest non-government funder of childhood cancer research. So there are more deaths through disease of cancer with kids than of anything else. Talk about what the real situation is.
Well, if you've known anybody who fought cancer, you know that that on its face is a horrific experience. No one should ever have to endure that. But it's true, there are so many kids with cancer. Almost 300,000 kids are diagnosed worldwide every year with cancer.
New cases.
Over 13,000 in the U.S. alone. And one in five of these children will not survive. Now, the trick about the misconception about this is there are several. One is the public generally believes that the problem of childhood cancer is well taken care of, but the resources really are aligned more behind adult cancers, and there are logical reasons for that. The fact that adults have the power of the checkbook. They can write a gift to a charity or to a research institution to support research. They can lobby Congress and advocate that better policies be employed and that the National Cancer Institute gets more funding. Kids can't do those things, so they're really dependent upon us. And I think a lot of the marketing that we see in this country suggests that kids are being taken care of at the same rate. But I will tell you that one of the great achievements of the St. Baldrick's Foundation is that we helped support the development of a new drug called Unituxin for high-risk neuroblastoma. It's a cancer of the sympathetic nervous system. And that drug came out in 2015. And why that is such big news, Robert, is that it was only the third new drug made available to treat children with cancer in 20 years. To put that in perspective, at that time, when that drug was approved, there were 900 drugs in the pipeline for adult cancers in this country being developed. And it took 20 years to get three for kids. So there is a huge disparity. And yet, there are as many childhood cancers as there are adult cancers. There's over 100 forms of childhood cancer. So even in the way I'm talking about it, I'm doing kids a little bit of a disservice by simplifying it to say childhood cancer.
Because with adults, you say lung cancer,
Exactly. Breast cancer, colon cancer. And so with kids, we don't tend to do that. And part of that might be because I think we have such a visceral reaction to the idea that kids get cancer. And it's so wrong that surely someone's taking care of it. And the government plays a role. The pharmaceutical companies play a role. Later in the stage, once you have something promising, then they might get involved. But academia is really driving that, and it's organizations like the St. Baldrick's Foundation that are making the funding possible for academia to do that research that allows them to develop better cures that not only help kids live, but help kids have a better quality of life during their treatment and after. One of the things that I mentioned is that one in five kids will not survive their cancer, and that statistic is only true really for the first 5 years, because that's how the government measures survival. So if you succumb in year six to a cancer relapse, you're still counted as a survivor because you lived the first 5 years. So let's take this. The average age of a child at diagnosis is six. If you survive for 5 years, you're now 11. But if you pass away at 12, that doesn't look like success to you, and it doesn't look like success to your family. That would not, I don't call that a cure. So that, I like to say, we are out about real cures, true cures for kids that not only let them live, but let them survive and or let them thrive. We see nowadays that two-thirds of adult survivors of childhood cancer are dealing with life-threatening late effects as a result of their treatment. So everything from infertility to stunted growth to loss of senses, hearing and vision impairment, loss of limbs, organs, secondary and third cancers, heart disease, brain damage. This is not a cure that is humane, and we can do a better job, and that's what we're all about at the St. Baldrick's Foundation.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of society. We're here today with Kathleen Ruddy, who's the CEO of St. Baldrick's Foundation, which is the largest non-government funder of childhood cancer research. So talk about the whole concept of how St. Baldrick started with the three guys and what it is today.
So it's really a remarkable story. Three gentlemen who were all in the reinsurance business in New York City had been talking about their success and figuring out a way, they wanted to find a way to pay it back to society and give thanks. And they had known kids with cancer growing up. One of them had a very crazy mane of hair that they gave him a lot of grief about. And they said, let's shave your head and do it to help kids with cancer since they lose their hair during treatment. We'll hijack our industry's St. Patrick's Day party. Everybody's there anyway. And we'll get them to sponsor us and we'll give the money to a worthy organization that will use it for research. And so that idea caught on. When I first heard about it, I knew we had lightning in a bottle, because the idea is so powerful, because you get to experience an aspect of what a cancer patient endures and faces, a very visible one. When you go out into the world and you're bald and you're a child, people know that's not normal and that there's something wrong. You either have cancer, you have alopecia or something, that something has gone wrong. And that robs the child of the opportunity to be a kid and just blend in and just be like the other kids and be treated like the other kids, because people automatically start treating you differently. And for our shavees, as we call them, who are brave enough to shave their heads at our events around the country, they get to experience an aspect of what a cancer patient goes through. And it's very moving. And when you're sitting in that chair and you're looking at a little kid staring up at you and cheering for you, and they're fighting cancer, and you think, I shave my head 100 times for him or her, because there's nothing in the world you wouldn't do to take that away cancer from that child. I was at an event once where this little boy, he was about 6 or 7, and his name was Jeremy, and he was fighting cancer, and he was sitting on a stool not far off the stage watching every single shavee come up. And every time someone would start losing their hair, he'd let out a big belly laugh. And I asked him, what was that about? He said, this is so exciting. It means I'm going to get to grow up.
Wow.
And in very simple terms, that is what we're all about. So at our, we have St. Baldrick's, St. Patrick's Day, back on that, from that first event, became St. Baldrick's Day. And now St. Baldrick's Day happens all year long, depending upon the community you live in. And volunteers from all walks of life organize events. They engage their community, their businesses, schools, churches, etc. And you might see a corporate CEO sitting next to a plumber, sitting next to a soccer mom, sitting next to a third grader, and they're all in it together and shaving their head, and they've all raised money. They've all made people aware of the great work that the foundation's doing, and all the money they raise then is what we use to fund that life-saving research.
And that's been over $200 million, and you've had 10,000 hair shavings since 2010.
That's correct. And it has been a really exciting growth trajectory for us to see how many people want to help kids. And quite frankly, Robert, there are so many people who are craving deeper meaning in their lives. I can't tell you how many times I talk to someone who's from an industry where they're not feeling that there's a value connection to their work, or that maybe the focus is on the bottom line, or it's about getting a service out the door or something, but they don't see a connector or a connection to a higher purpose in terms of bettering humanity. And they crave that. And there's a hunger for that. And we have seen so many people in corporate America get involved in St. Baldrick's, who maybe because their buddy dared them to do it and challenged them, and they didn't want to not be up to the challenge, they wanted to accept that, or they thought it'd be a fun, crazy way to support a good cause. But once they experience it, they are hooked. I've seen some of the biggest, toughest guys get out of that chair, and they have tears in their eyes, and they say, I'm yours for life. And they will tell me that this is the most powerful thing they've ever done to help someone else or to help a charity, because you identify so closely with the kids.
And if someone wants to get involved, the website is?
stbaldricks.org. That's stbaldricks.org.
This is Robert Reese, and we are on the CEO Forum speaking with Kathleen Ruddy, who is the CEO of St. Baldrick's Foundation, and they have given over $200 million already towards the research. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's on the plate, what you've been doing legislatively, and how CEOs and other executives can get involved. Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Kathleen Ruddy, who is the CEO of St. Baldrick's Foundation, which is the largest non-government funder of childhood cancer research. I know that you've been involved legislatively trying to get laws passed. Talk about what's happening.
So it's interesting. There are many movements in the childhood cancer community to raise awareness on Capitol Hill, to help enact better policy at the FDA, at the NCI, to make sure that all of those well-intentioned efforts are serving kids effectively. And one of my colleagues has really stepped into a prominent leadership role in the advocacy community because there are so many good intentions, but kids with cancer often get left behind or are the last thought.
Well, they're not going to be able to advocate for themselves.
That's exactly right. And the vast majority of cancer patients are adults. So when you look at scarce resources, as the government needs to, they tend to go where the wheel is squeakiest, right? And yet, I think, let me put it this way. I've never met anybody who says helping a child with cancer is a bad investment. Right? Everybody wants to see kids do well. So we've really stepped into the advocacy arena to help make sure that there's a large army of voices, not only the families of kids with cancer that are going to the Hill saying this is important to us, but the whole wider community of people, like the St. Baldrick's community, for example, that is millions of people who care about kids with cancer, even though they're not related to one, and channeling all those voices to support initiatives that serve kids. The most recent example is the Childhood Cancer STAR Act. It stands for Survivorship, Treatment, Access, and Research. And it's the most comprehensive bill ever introduced into Congress help children with cancer. And we authored that legislation, and we've been advancing that. And we're very happy to say that it passed the House of Representatives in December, and we're well positioned in the Senate, but we just ran out of time. So we're very grateful to all our congressional champions in really trying to elevate this issue on Capitol Hill. It's fascinating because if we could get, in this politically charged climate, both houses of Congress to support it and to have such huge majorities of each body in support of this bill, coming together behind one issue, this is a winner. This is not controversial. It's the right thing to do. And I would say to your audience, Robert, that this is a winning platform for corporate America as well. No one's going to criticize you for helping kids with cancer. And what we offer, our value proposition, if you will, is that we invest in the best childhood cancer research wherever it takes place. We don't believe that any one hospital, no matter how well-funded, has a monopoly on talent or great ideas and innovation. Innovation can come from unlikely places, and there are over 200 institutions in this country that treat kids with cancer. They work together. No one institution is doing it alone. They all work together, and they're interdependent. So if you have a child who's diagnosed with cancer and you're in New York, if it's a type of cancer where the world leader in research for that your child's cancer is actually in California, you may not need to go to California, and you usually don't have to go because you've got great institutions in New York that can treat kids. But you because of the collaboration, they're able to tap the expertise of that person in California who's doing the ground, the trailblazing work in that disease. And that's the genius of it. And at St. Baldrick's, you don't have to try and pick a winner. You can invest dollars with us, and we have a preeminent scientific team in the most rigorous grant review process in the country and really in the world. And we are world respected in that regard, and we can make sure that the funds that you raise or contribute to us are going to the very best childhood cancer research. Most of us, myself included, I'm not a scientist. I can't pick the winning scientific idea, but scientists know what's good science, and they can tell you what's really innovative, and we can make sure that that money is not being duplicated somewhere else.
What's your vision for CEO's involvement?
So it's interesting. There are companies that live in the cancer or the medical ecosystem. And so for them, it might be a little more obvious. We would love to see more companies in the pharma and biotech spaces take a greater interest in pediatric cancer research, especially as we're learning that cancer is not so, it may be less important than it was in the past about where it occurs in your body. It's more important to understand common pathways of how a disease is genetically similar to another disease that may previously have looked unrelated. And so I think there's going to be more opportunities in the years to come to benefit from adult cancer research and for adults to benefit even more from pediatric research. But beyond the medical world, I think it's powerful for employees to see a leader step up and do something as bold as shaving their head, if that appeals to them, or getting behind a cause that's something everybody can care about. And not just because your customers care, not just because your employees care, but because it's the right thing to do. Your future customers could be, and your future clients and employees could be in this population that you're serving. But I think it's incredibly powerful for companies and shareholders to see a leader who puts their money and their energy in the same place. It is, in some ways, it's easier to write a check, or for some people, it's easier to write a check than to shave. For other people, it's easier to shave. We need both, and we're not picky about that.
And you've two times you've shaved your head.
Yes.
What is the experience like?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, because before I did it, I didn't think I could be more committed to the cause. But once I shaved, I felt not only was a very powerful experience emotionally, because I started to experience what the kids were experiencing, but I felt more authentic in my role. I felt like I had truly tied my work to my values, and I was putting it in practice. And I felt like my employees and our volunteers would better trust my leadership because I was in it with them. I was side by side. I wasn't acting from on high, trying to tell everybody else what to do and not being willing to do it myself. So that was really powerful. And I would say for a female leader to do it also, it was unconventional. I think in some ways men get an unfair shake on this because it's more typical, you know, either a fashion choice or it occurs naturally that someone might be bald. But you don't see that so often in women. And I think for a woman to voluntarily shave her head made a bold statement and drew more attention to our cause. And that, too, made me feel more authentic. It didn't matter if I was male or female to be the leader of the foundation. I felt like I had to do it and I wanted to do it. And I dedicated each of my shaves to kids who I knew and loved very much. And two of the three are no longer here today. And I'd like to think they're proud of me. And every day I wake up trying to make them proud.
This is Robert Reese. We've been speaking with Kathleen Ruddy on that inspirational note. And just remember, every year, 13,000 Americans alone, new kids will be diagnosed with cancer. So it's St. Baldrick's Foundation. Great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.